May was National Bike Month, and Fresno celebrated with group rides, clinics, and a citywide bike to work day. This, though, came after two high-profile incidents earlier this spring where one cyclist was killed and another seriously injured while riding in central Fresno. To open today's show, FM 89's Kerry Klein asked the question, is bicycling safe here?
So we're going south on Palm. There's a bike lane here. There's road. There's parking on the side of the road.
Dennis Ball is wearing a polyester jersey, padded shorts, and clip-on shoes. He's president of the Fresno Cycling Club, and he's taking me on a bike tour of North Fresno. This neighborhood around Palm and Knees is one of the safest parts of the city for cyclists, usually.
And yet, a year or so ago, somebody got killed down here, a bicyclist.
Fresno is a city that's at once friendly and perilous for bicyclists. On the one hand, Ball describes it as a biking mecca for those looking to joyride in the foothills. And in the last 15 years, the city has hugely expanded its infrastructure. It's brought on a bike advisory committee, it's implemented a bicycle master plan, and it's drawing up a new one. In just 5 years, bike lanes and trails have grown by over a third. Now, for every square mile of the city, there's almost 4 miles of bike lanes or trails, which is actually higher than in Portland, Seattle, or New York, all model bike-friendly cities. But does that mean Fresno is safe for cyclists? The answer is complicated. Ball says, sure, we've got a lot of bike lanes, but they're mostly in North Fresno. And even then, they're not always well connected. In fact, he and I can hardly ride a mile without endangering ourselves in some way.
Our bike lane ends, but we have to negotiate over to the other bike lane to continue.
In an average year, around 130 collisions with bicycles are reported to Fresno police, and between 2 and 3 cyclists die as a result. That fatality rate may not sound high, but it is when you consider how much smaller Fresno's cycling community is compared to other cities. In fact, according to the Alliance for Biking and Walking, Fresno's bicyclist fatality rate is one of the highest among the country's 50 most populous cities. So why is this happening? To get there, we first have to ask, where is it happening? Bike collisions are concentrated in central and downtown Fresno, some of the oldest parts of the city.
40, 50 years ago, we weren't really thinking bikes. We were thinking cars. So if you're in some of the older parts of the cities, you may not see as many bike lanes, for example, on the city streets. Compared to a newer development that may have happened in the last 5 to 10 years,
Jill Gormley is a traffic engineer with the city of Fresno, and she says many roads downtown just don't have the space to paint bike lanes, and widening roads can simply be too expensive.
It's just competing priorities. Through the years, there's been lots of cuts in the budgets for things just like general road maintenance. That's just kind of how it fell.
The city is currently updating its active transportation plan. That'll include objectives for improving the city for bicyclists, pedestrians, and anyone else not in a car. Advocates say they hope safety downtown will be a priority. But collisions happen in other parts of the city, too. Ken McLeod is a policy manager with the League of American Bicyclists, an organization that awards bike-friendly status to communities across the country. He says Fresno stands out from other applicant communities because of its speed limit. More than 20% of roads here in Fresno are designated 35 miles per hour or higher.
That's higher than a lot of applicant communities. And when you have higher speed streets, typically there's a higher risk. You know, if there is a crash, it's more likely to be more severe.
McLeod's organization did name Fresno a bike-friendly community. The city's rated bronze, the lowest of 5 levels. If Fresno wants to renew its rating or graduate to the silver level, McLeod says he expects to see improvements, like more ambitious bike goals and more protection for bike lanes. But infrastructure only goes so far. For William Dominic, the bottom line is improving the relationship between cyclists and drivers, which starts with educating them about the roads.
You can paint all the white stripes on the road that you want to, but if people don't respect that or understand it or use it correctly, it doesn't help.
Dominic is a surgeon and the director of the Burn Center at Community Regional Medical Center. He was badly injured while riding his bike one night in February. It was a hit and run. He was in the hospital for weeks.
I broke several ribs on the left side, the transverse process of my 7th cervical vertebra. I had a crush injury to my left leg.
This wasn't his first incident with a driver, though it was his worst. He's been doored, cut off by turning cars, and bike jacked. But Dominic knows aggressive and distracted drivers are the minority. And besides, cyclists need to share the road respectfully, too.
Every time somebody blows through a stop sign and there's a car there, they're going to see that and say, look at that idiot. And, you know, he's see that enough, it's going to obviously kind of color your picture of cyclists in general. And so I think that cyclists could do a better job of presenting themselves as responsible users of the road.
Maybe then the fatality rate will be a statistic where Fresno doesn't stand out. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.